Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
The characters and events depicted in this podcast are entirely fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental. This episode contains languages that some may find harmful and disturbing. Listen at your own risk.
Welcome to Quickie, a podcast filled with Filipino short stories for your listening pleasure. In this episode, we present to you Power.
Hi Quickie PH, I hope you're in a good mood to read my story. You guys are honestly a lifesaver, especially during those times when I lost interest in life. Who would have thought that all I needed to do was to listen to sexy stories to know that I'm still alive and feel that I'm not alone? Ain't that dramatic? Like those afternoon telenovelas? That's why I really feel like I need to submit my story so I can at least say that I've contributed and I'm not just a silent listener. I work for a popular TV station here in the Philippines. If I'm going to be honest, what I usually really do is flirt with video editors. Just kidding. But it's true. One of my duties is to pressure editors on their tasks. There's this one video editor who is my favorite. Because not to brag, a lot has already happened between us. Didn't I just tell you I was a flirt? Every time I work with him, I always get horny. And I rush him so we can have more time to do the things that we want. It's all cool with him, no strings attached. And another thing, I don't subtract it from his hours when we do that deed. One time we stayed up till midnight at one of the bays in the station. I thought of seducing him while he was editing. I kept pushing my bulge against his arms and urging him to take a break. But he seemed irritated. He looked at me and said, "Are you okay? Don't you know how hard these tasks are?" He used to even call me sir before. With respect, but after all that happened between us, he became like this, fucking sarpus. I still answered him seductively though. "That's why I'm sitting here with you, don't you want that?" He took a long time to answer. "Let me finish this first." I grew annoyed and told him, "Fine, I'll be back in an hour." I went out for a smoke. A lot of people and cars are still outside even though it was already after midnight. A balut vendor passed and offered his product. I purchased one and ate it in front of him. He gave me some salt and vinegar. It felt so good to eat balut on the sidewalk at such wee hours. After I finished, I handed him my payment. Kuya looked at me in the eyes and said, "One more, sir?" Shit, he looks so cute. I didn't see it at first because he was wearing a cap. As a seductive flirt that was snubbed by his fubu, I was immediately hit by the H word. I asked him, "Do you sell other kinds of eggs?" I thought he got that, but he just offered me a penoy for fuck's sake. He added, "We only have a few left, sir. Do you want to buy it all?" I burst out laughing, and he seemed insulted as if his goods were stepped on. I felt bad, so I told him, "It was only a joke, Kuya. How many do you have left anyway?" Even though I didn't know how I could finish it all, I bought all his goods. When he was about to hand it over to me, he asked me if I was still going back inside. I suddenly held out hope. Like, shit, am I about to get laid tonight? I answered him, "It depends. Do you want to enter me already? I mean, do you want me to enter the building?" He smiled. He kinda looks like Coco Martin, whom I've had a crush on ever since I saw his dick in that one indie film. "I've got a lot of time, sir, since you brought all my goods." Fuck, Kuya is such a tease, and I'm all for it. So I said, "Do you want to hang out for a while? I know a place nearby." As if This place, it's almost like every block's got a motel. So we immediately went to one that I could afford and is nearby. When we got inside, I told him to take a shower first since, you know, he wandered everywhere selling his goods. I don't know what his boss might actually smell like by now, right? After he finished, he stepped out wearing nothing but a towel. And Jesus, Mary, Joseph, he was hot. He's like one of those construction workers in those 90s TV commercials. Shit. While I sat on the bed, I pulled him closer to me. I held his waist. I'm so ready for him. But he suddenly spoke. Hey, take a shower first. Just because you're in an air-conditioned room doesn't mean you're clean. Your groin might still smell musty. Fuck. I didn't know whether to be offended or not, since that's also how I thought of him earlier. As I scrubbed myself in the bathroom, a lot of things crossed my mind. I couldn't stop my erection anymore. Bruno is definitely up and running. When I got out, he was lying on the bed. The room is already dim, illuminated with nothing but the television playing a porn channel. I was a bit irritated by the noise the girl was making as she was getting eaten out. But I couldn't care less. I wanted to have a taste of my balut vendor. I slowly crawled to him and kissed his neck. His moans were controlled. I trailed my lips and tongue on his nipples as I took off the towel on his waist and stroked his member that's still a bit soft. I was taken by surprise when he pulled on my hair to pull me closer to his face. Shit, he's so hot. He suddenly kissed me. Actually, it wasn't just a kiss. He devoured me. His kisses were so wet. That's usually not my type, but I never knew it was so good. He filled my lips, neck, and nipples with his saliva. I was exactly like that girl getting eaten out in porn a while ago. Now I know what she felt like. It feels so good to lose control. Next, he stood in front of me and made me swallow his now thick, erected cock. It wasn't that long, but it was juicy thick. I didn't choke when he forced it down my throat. It went very smoothly. Kuya was even spitting in my mouth. I felt like a toy with how strong he was pushing. Oh, he made me lie down so we could 69. Fuck, he's definitely ready for blowjobs. I lay down with him on top of me. I thought I needed to exert some effort, but he fucked my mouth so good that I didn't even need to move. He's so good at this, I didn't expect this at all. My jaw was a bit sore, but he keep on fucking my mouth. I even thought he was about to come in my mouth, which is something that I really don't like, but he didn't. He asked me if I wanted to get fucked. Wow, from all the hookups I've had, Kuya Balut Vendor is the gentleman among them all. Highly educated man, couldn't compare. They can keep their shaved dicks. I answered him, as long as we've got condom, let's go, go, go. He scratched his head and said, oh no, I didn't bring anything like that tonight, sir. I felt like one of those characters in a Green Cross isopropyl alcohol commercials when I told him not to worry because I've got one. I took out my emergency mint-flavored condom from my wallet. No, I'm just kidding, of course. I just bought that. I don't store condoms in my wallet because there's a possibility that they might get torn from friction. Okay, kids, now you know. I purchased that because I thought something was gonna happen between me and my video editor. But oh well, it's not like I regret Kuya Balut Vendor. He slipped himself into the condom. And I grew excited thinking how good the mint-flavored condom would feel on my butt. But props to Kuya. Before he began, he ravenously rimmed me first, like he was doing me with his tongue. I thought I was gonna come from rimming alone, but I asked him to stop. He started thirsting. With lube and all, he felt so good that I didn't even feel the mint-flavored condom. I felt like his partner, a princess against his arms, served with intense kisses while getting fucked mindlessly. This feels amazing. Only Kuya made me feel this way. We were in so many positions, with him doing all the work. The last one was both of us standing on the bed. He made me lean against the wall as he thrust me wildly. When he was already close, he commanded me to stop moving. He pulled out his erection, went in front of me and started giving me a head while he bit himself off. I told him I was close. He replied, me too, sir. Come in my mouth, sir. Wow. I wanted to make Kuya Balut Vendor mine because of how dedicated he was. A few more and I came. He showered in my fluids, mouth open as he jerked off. He's such a beautiful view. A little while, he came so much that I took pity for the washing machine that will clean our bed sheet. I forgot everything about my FUBU video editor. Suddenly, I woke up on the floor of the editing bay with my video editor telling me, "Hey Tony, wake up. This video is good for review." Damn, this is too depressing for me to be a dream. It seemed all too real. I couldn't focus reviewing the edited video because my head was still in the clouds. When I asked him to render the file, the video editor told me, "Thanks for the balut, Tony. Anyway, why do you have so many balut? Where did you even come from earlier?" I stared into space in disbelief. I couldn't remember anything after I came. I didn't even get Kuya's name. Every time I work late, I always go out and stand in the same spot where I saw him last. But many vendors pass, and I never saw him again. I even visited the motel where we made love, but the caretaker told me that their CCTV was just for show. It doesn't really work, son of a bitch. If you're listening to this, Kuya Balut vendor, you know who you are. I leave my details with the Quickie PH team. I want to get to know you. I want around too. Love, Tony. The end.
Thank you for listening to Quickie, powered by Podmetrics. Quickie PH is brought to you by Podcast Network Asia. Do you want your story featured here on Quickie? Send us an email through quickieph@gmail.com and we will read it every Thirsty Listener's Story segment.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.